Another struggle for power is taking place on the other side of the African continent. Laurent Gbagbo has been the president of Ivory Coast for more than a decade. He claims he still is. But Alassane Ouattara says he won last November's election, and the international community agrees with Ouattara. Today, the African Union began meeting with members of Gbagbo's government. The meeting is a last-ditch effort to find a peaceful resolution to the political crisis. The BBC's John James is in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. What can the African Union bring to the table to try and end the stalemate?
Yes, and the African Union are saying this is very much the last opportunity to find a peaceful settlement. They had their big annual heads of state meeting at the end of January, and they've come up with this solution, which is a panel of five heads of state who have got a month to try and come out with some sort of solution to resolve this crisis. And so we've had a panel of experts who work for these heads of state who arrived at the weekend. They started work this Monday, and they'll be meeting with all sides here on the ground for 4 days and then trying to come up with some sort of solution to give to the heads of state, who'll then come themselves probably in about a couple of weeks.
Well, what kind of political persuasive powers might they be able to exercise that the wider international community so far hasn't?
Well, I have to say, not many people here are hopeful about this mission. Most people think it's probably destined to fail, if you like, because of the fact that, firstly, their mandate is very restricted. The African Union is not going back on its position, recognising Alassane Ouattara as the rightful president-elect, the position held by most of the world, really, apart from here on the ground where Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to budge. So in terms of their mandate, it seems to be to try and find a negotiated, honourable exit for Laurent Gbagbo.
I wonder if people in Ivory Coast are looking at what has happened in Tunisia, what's happening right now in Egypt as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can see people drawing the same references. Clearly, there are similarities, the heads of state wanting to stay on in the teeth of a popular protest. But there hasn't been the sort of street-level protest that we've seen in North Africa. Basically, the forces of law and order loyal to Laurent Gbagbo have been extremely severe in cracking down on any protests.
All right, the BBC's John James in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thank you for the update, John.
Thank you.